She looked at me.
"Where have you been?"
she asked.
"I woke up, and you weren't there. So I was looking for you out of the window."
She crossed the room, and I took her in my arms.
"You thought that I was outside?"
I asked.
"Well, I thought that someone was," smiled Flora.
"And did you see anyone?"
"No,"
she answered. I knew that she was lying. I wanted to look her in the eyes and say, "You know that isn't true. Tell me what you saw." But I couldn't do it. Instead, I took her to her bed, and I held her hand while she went to sleep. After that, I often walked through the house at night, but I never saw Quint Fair again. Once I saw a woman sitting on the stairs with her head in her hands. She disappeared before I could see her face, but I knew it was the unhappy Miss Jessel. Nothing unusual happened for some days. Then, one night, I woke up suddenly at 1 o'clock. Flora was not in her bed. I could see her at the window, and she was looking out at something, or someone. I was sure that Miss Jessel was outside, staring back at Flora. Quickly and quietly, I left the room. I didn't want Flora to know what I was doing, but I wanted to see for myself who, or what, was outside. Where could I go? I thought for a moment, and then went to an empty bedroom at the bottom of the old tower. I crossed the room without a sound and stood next to the window. The moon was bright, and I had a good view of the garden. On the grass outside, there was a person who was looking up above me. I was sure that there was someone on top of the tower, and that the person on the grass was looking up at them. I felt ill as I looked. The person on the grass was not Miss Jessel. It was Miles.